Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love that.
Abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
What the f*** is this freaking male that doesn't stand for women's rights?
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love saints. How do you get your abortion paid?
I pay for them.
I thought
really?
You said
I mean,
three.
You pay for
it. Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One and on! Get him
down! Wow! Watch out!
These sexist guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Ali Alexander. Got a big exclusive interview here with him. He'll be joining us next Sunday night to get into the Jan 6 investigation, all that's coming out of that, the witch hunt. He was just questioned by the federal grand jury on Friday in D.C., but that's not why he's here. He is a well-known, really smart political analyst who I've been interviewing for 6, 7, 8, 9 years. I forget how long. And I said, please come on the show and talk about what Roe v. Wade means, what these other big rulings mean, the midterm revenge over the stolen election, 22 election analysis, rhinos subverting red wave, 2022 midterm warning for patriots, 1 million votes for the GOP, 7 states vote tomorrow, Mary Miller over Rodney Davis in Illinois. We got so much to cover with Ali Alexander. He's just like InfoWars, persecuted, deplatformed, except at givesendgo.com/Ali Alexander and on Gab, Truth Social, Telegram at Ali Alexander. So be sure and check him out and support what he's doing. All right, Ali, you're always loaded for bear. Let's get right into it. There's so many subjects. What is your analysis of the current state of affairs?
Well, look, you know, I think what's really interesting is that they claim that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. But, you know, a few months into his presidency, analysts were already predicting a red wave. Where was there any indication that if Joe Biden was the most popularly elected president in United States history, garnered more votes than Barack Obama, that he was somehow going to face a red wave? And so what's really been interesting is to see how this red wave was going to take shape, because in 2010, you know, we had a red wave, but it was really an anti-establishment, conservative, libertarian wave against the Republican establishment, and that was huge. What's really interesting about this one is that we've got a popular former president in Trump. He's endorsing inside of primaries, and he's having a lot of success in open primaries, but not so much success against incumbents. And so what's really interesting is how this this wave is shaping up. And we got data today that in 43 states, 1 million people have switched over to the Republican Party, whereas only 600,000 have switched over to the Democrat Party. Clearly, you know, where are these 81 million people? That's my question.
Well, you're not supposed to question election integrity unless you're a Democrat. What is your handicapping or just far-out prediction, 134 days, still pretty far out? What gut level, what do you think is about to go down with this midterm? I think they try to steal the whole thing from everybody again. They're already trying to outlaw the idea of questioning election fraud, you know, trying to put you and me in jail just for questioning it.
Just for questioning it. Look, I don't know what I believe about the Senate. I usually, like, make my Senate call in July or August. You can do it pretty much that early. The House races, you know, they can be really interesting. I remember in 2010, we were watching races the night of that no one thought was competitive, that we were pulling like 15, 20 points outside of. We were winning those. One of those races was in North Carolina. Renee Elmer, she was a nurse, if you'll remember her. She then had an alleged affair with Kevin McCarthy, which prevented him from becoming speaker, which is why Paul Ryan became speaker. you know, actually there, you know, after we took back the house. So that was really interesting history. And this is a little bit of the same where I actually believe that the Republican establishment and Kevin McCarthy, they're trying to temper the red wave. I don't think that they want 100 seats. I don't think that they want 60 seats. I think Kevin McCarthy wants, you know, 30 seats because then he can control the caucus. But the more conservatives get elected, the more subjective he is to actually the House Freedom Caucus and our friends like Paul Gosar, MTG, Andy Biggs, and people who are really, you know, fighting for the America First agenda. So I actually think that Republicans are in on it. I tell my friends this, why isn't Kevin McCarthy in front of a gas station every Friday, every Monday doing a press conference? I mean, this is something that pierces to the suburban voter, the people who voted against Republicans in 2018, but voted for Republicans allegedly in 2020, but left Trump off their ballot. I mean, it's a really strange voter that they're telling us exists. I don't believe they exist, but if they existed, why isn't Kevin McCarthy in front of the gas station? You know, so.
Well, Ollie, there's no doubt that the Republican establishment in the past managed power of the Democrats, and that right now they're trying to head off the populist movement that put Trump in that could unseat them. And they're very close. If we get 30, 40 people like MTG or Gozer in, it's game over, ladies and gentlemen. But if we just get 30, 40, you know, neocons and a mix of rhinos, it'll be business as usual. You're absolutely right. They want their personal power. They want to be in power 20 years from now as a speaker. They're trying to manage all this. But what they have to understand is the Democrats are trying to outlaw the Republican Party and have been demonizing them as well. They need to stop being corporate lawyers and running the country into the ground. They need to have a real revolution peacefully and take this country back. But you're absolutely right. They should be trying to impeach Biden. It doesn't matter that they don't have the votes. The Democrats did that with Trump because it takes the political football away and makes it about open borders and inflation and the rest of it. Instead, they give the football to the Democrats to have a January 6th show trial. So it's a no-brainer to be having impeachment votes and impeachment hearings. And it's a no-brainer because then it puts the focus massively back on Biden and how horrible he is. But no, they're not doing that, are they?
No, they're not. And I was actually, when I was in D.C. on Friday, I was talking with a chief of staff and an ally of the America First agenda. And I told him, conveyed to him, that I support a fast impeachment of Joe Biden next year. I don't support a long one. I support a fast one. So let's impeach him for several things, right? It doesn't just have to be the border. It does need to include the due process abuses. As you articulated, they're trying to outlaw the Republican Party. And there's not enough conservative media focusing on this. I mean, think about this. They've subpoenaed the top organizers, the top activists in both the Tea Party and the Election Integrity Movement in Michigan. They've arrested the leading gubernatorial candidate there against Gretchen Whitmer. They've rigged Michigan. I've told people my first forecast of 2024 is that we've lost it. We've officially lost it because they've shackled us down and we can't organize in Michigan. My sources are telling me, and some of the information that I'm getting from my lawyers, is that Arizona and Georgia are next. So they're actually stealing 2024 2 years ahead of time by doing what they've done to you and me for the past year and a half. They're now spreading it out to about 50 or 60 different top activists in the states where we have to have complete organization, peaceful protesting, voter registration, you know, Trump rallies and all of that. And my fear is that Kevin McCarthy is actually in on it. And so I favor a fast impeachment. I favor a select committee to investigate this select committee. I favor giving the oversight, judiciary, and House select committee a limited subpoena power. And Kevin McCarthy needs to let them go. Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, Daryl Issa, they know what they're doing when they're managing these type of operations. He needs to release an America First promise this summer and tell us what is the agenda for 2023. And I don't think that the establishment is ready to do that. I think they're ready to do more of what we saw in the Senate, where we had Republicans crossing over to outlaw guns, while the Supreme Court is saying this is actually a fundamental right. I mean, it's insane what we're seeing. We're seeing the Hegelian dialectic management of the decline in real time, but they've really taken off, you know, I don't know, the facade of it all. The Republicans are in on the game.
That's right. The establishment Republicans that want to be the functionaries, want to keep their positions. They are trying to manage the populist movement over the edge of a cliff. when if the globalists continue down this road, as you said, this managed decline it has a bottom. It's going to drop out, and that's going to destroy their own future. But they were put in power because they follow orders by their corporate controllers. And we know the Republicans have been bought off by big tech. That's why they wouldn't stop the censorship, and that's why Trump had the election stolen from him. So they continue to purposely throw the fight.
It's absolutely right. I mean, think about this. If you are facing massive inflation, massive gas prices, food prices through the roof, energy prices through the rails, a housing crisis that is in a complete bubble, why would you send money to Ukraine? Except for they're in on it. They are okay with the coming crash. They think that they can set up another new deal. And that's why they gave us Biden, is that they want a new deal and they want Biden to usher that in.
And take the blame for any problems. Absolutely. Ollie Alexander is our guest. We've got a bunch of other analysis to do on other Supreme Court rulings that are coming up. What's going to happen in the aftermath of this Roe v. Wade being overturned? What's Trump's role? What's Ron DeSantis' role? So many angles to cover with Ollie Alexander. Analysis of 2022 and beyond, straight ahead.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Respected young political analyst out there in the last 10 years, and I got to know him not just on the show over the years, but especially in the 2020 insanity. And now, obviously, we're both being persecuted together because we were there trying to stop people entering the Capitol, and they're still trying to put us in jail. It's just crazy. And he was just in the grand jury, and he's not ready to talk about that till Sunday, but he told me quite a bit about it. Pretty amazing, to say the least. But I've got 1,000 questions. You've got a bunch of races to look at and what's coming up in the midterms. But then I got big questions for you, or 35,000-foot questions about what do you make of the push for new lockdowns? What do you think is going to happen with these pride parades that are basically pedophile events? Because I don't dislike gay people. I don't dislike any of the people that are adults and whatever. But when they're bringing kids to things, there's naked men running around the street. I mean, this is pedophilic. What are the Democrats thinking? Why are they going so nuts? I want to get your take on that as well. I want to get your take on Trump, DeSantis, all of it. But Roe v. Wade ruling. You got to give Trump credit. I know you're a big supporter. I'm a big supporter. We're upset about the vaccine, the rest of it. But Donald Trump's supreme legacy is he said I'll overturn it. He did it. He gets a lot of the credit. I mean, that is, you judge a tree by its fruits, and that right there is the biggest W win for Trump, in my view. What do you say, Ollie Alexander?
I agree. You know, when I was in high school and I thought I was a Democrat, I thought I was a conservative Democrat, and my debate coach said, no, I think you're a Republican. Why don't you spend this spring break doing some research? And I came back from spring break and I said, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm a Republican. I think I'm a conservative Republican. And she just laughed because, you know, she knew my values and knew that that was about accurate. And I remember in that my top issue was life, that life exceeded politics. It wasn't even a question. I wondered why people could justify abortion. You never find a child who thinks abortion is natural. And so for me, this is a day I never thought, right? We all fought for this day, but none of us thought it was going to actually happen. And I thought that it would never happen. So to watch the court overturned a poorly written decision with poor logic and poor science and poor reasoning that derives from a butchered understanding of the 14th Amendment that's really for black people, but it's become a shopping cart for the progressive left and the Marxist left and the Bolshevik left. It really restores some of your faith in the system that if you want abortion, you're going to have to pass it at the state level. Or if you want something else, you're going to have to pass it at the congressional level. Why have Democrats never passed abortion at the federal level? Because it's never been popular. Because they've always had to trick the public. You know, because there's only so much of the country that's liberal, and then they need those moderate Democrats or those conservative Democrats to get any type of majority. So, I mean, what we're seeing is an accurate portrayal of the country. And I applaud this court, and I applaud Donald Trump. He is the man that God anointed for this position. We got three justices on the court that held the line. We can see that Chief Justice Roberts was actually the mistake. And, you know, God will give you what you need, not what you, you know, want. And I credit to President Trump for crediting God and then saying that this is due to decades of answers of prayer. And so I think that this is Trump lining himself to, frankly, run better than he ran in 2016. And he'll align those metaphysical forces, you know, in his favor because we're going to really be up against it. So, huge shout out to this court. And I want to point this out, Alec. the court had a string of Christian victories, not Republican victories. These are deeply Christian victories. And so whether it's the religious funding, the case out of Maine, or whether it's the football coach who was praying at the 50-yard line after games and the school district came down hard on him, or it's overturning Roe and Casey with this Dobbs decision, a huge shout-out to the Christians who stood alone, who didn't have Republican Party backing, and simply just said, I'm going to do the right thing. And I think that this is a testament of our time. You know, we look at the election integrity issue. It's an 85% issue, Alex. And we led the way in a very peaceful way. You know, 500 rallies across the country, all without a police report. And yet, you know, you can't find that in conservative media that's propped up by Facebook or YouTube or subsidized, you know, by CNN. And so,
and let's expand on that, Ollie. Let's expand on that. These victories for free speech, all these victories, are just further enraging the left. What do you expect them to do next in the face of this? And why do you think the court suddenly, after these years of really not doing the right thing, suddenly is? Maybe it's the left threatening them more? Maybe it's seeing the accelerated decline of the country?
Well, you know, Alex, I'm going to say something crazy, but, this is my kind of four-dimensional analysis of the issue, is that we are watching the implosion of our country. And you can never, and you and I have talked about this, especially on your air, about inversion. Well, this is implosion. They're going to give us some of what we want in order to make the left irate. And then they're going to give the left some of what they want in order to make us irate. Okay, so that's two dimensions. Where you get four dimensions is then you add the inversion. So, for example, they give them drag your kids to Pride in Dallas, where, you know, Taylor Hanson came and he came on Clubhouse and I interviewed him. And he told me things that, you know, the conservative media didn't even report, that there was alcohol served from 11 to 2 p.m., that there were children at the bar, that there were children crying, that there wasn't just that sign that said if you you lick it, you or no, there was a sign that said something about licking it. But there was another sign that said if you lick it, you own it. So, I mean, so that's a way of making us irate. The Roe decision is a way of making them irate. But the inversion is to make sure that liberals are illiberal. And the inversion on our side is to turn the military against itself through the forced vaccination. So you can really see that our country is facing an existential crisis. And they're convinced, the globalists, that we won't be able to solve it. So I'm not sure that either through a supernatural spiritual dark force or through globalist temporal planning, we are being demolished. This is a controlled demolition in four different aspects, in a quadrant-type aspect. And so that's what I really think, truthfully, is happening.
Well, I agree that that's what Satan wants to do, but we're bringing real activism and a real awakening to the table that has forced them into this position. So they're going to try to have a collapse, which they can pose as the saviors over, but I believe that's going to blow up in their face, and in the end, this is going to be a big defeat for the New World Order. It's going to take a long time, but I believe, Ollie, we are starting to hit bottom.
Yeah, I think so, and I want to say that miracles happen, and miracles happen when God's people are obedient, you know, and we turn away from some of that stupid stuff that we've been doing, and so I've done that in my life. I hope other people are doing that in their life, and we should prepare a way for a miracle, because frankly, that's what we're going to need if we're going to take the country back in 2022 and 2024, and we're going to have to hold the Republicans accountable to our conservative principle.
Well, I'll tell you this. If they're parading kids with naked men through the streets of major cities, what will they be doing in a year? They'll be having sex with them on TV.
Heaven forbid.
All right, Ollie Alexander is our guest. We're going to come back and talk about Trump versus DeSantis straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today. today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Going to let them do it. It's gone on too long. I know you want to fight. I know you want to win. You're just like me. I'm going to make this announcement. If I need to, we'll go back to Ollie Alexander. we have nice little bookkeeping accounting here, good people. But with inflation and the problems and all the things that came in, we brought in several outside accounting firms and had them do projections and analysis with the things that are going on. And they finally got back with the numbers last week. If we weren't given $9 million in Bitcoin donations 2 months ago, which I dumped half of it, thank God, and got it at like $39, kept back the rest and then lost $2 million of it. So $9 million became $7 million. If we hadn't been given that donation, I've already sold almost everything I've got. I could sell my cars, everything. It wouldn't run us for a month. Whoever did that, and I don't know who you are, whoever did that, you saved InfoWars at least for the foreseeable 4 or 5 months. That said, we took $2 million of the money, which it turned out we didn't. We made the order last week. We didn't have money to buy the product because the supply chain breakdowns had happened previously. We didn't get enough product in to make the quota for what we had to sell. So we got the jam. We got new awesome manufacturers. A bunch of products have been out for over 8-9 months. We'll be back in. Looks like in about a month. DNA Force, you name it. And that'll pull us out of this. But it was worse. I was telling you we had a $2, $3 million underage. We had a $6 million underage. And I have hard accounting on this now. And it's insane. Literally the exact amount of money we needed to pay off the previous bills, get up to speed, and then order enough product to project out to be barely in the black through this year. It happened. So thank you, whoever you are. But all the little donations and all the product purchases, without you, we wouldn't be here either. So whether you bought a tube of toothpaste, all natural, fluoride-free, or whether you bought a T-shirt or a book, I salute you. But please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Here's the problem. Most of the best-selling products are gone. And so that's why we're having a problem. So we got to make it up with T-shirt sales, with whatever products we've got left. A lot of the great products are still there, but we're running out of those, having to offer them at sell price to move them. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Buy product. It's great product. It makes your life better. And go to PrepareToday.com, which is where we're now selling all the storable food at the lowest, highest quality prices in stock, ready to ship. PrepareToday.com, PrepareWithAlex.com also takes you there. We have Dinesh D'Souza's film that everybody needs to have on DVD so they can't censor it, The Proof of Election Fraud, 2,000 Mules. We have Coven Land Part 3, The Shot, that's the most powerful piece yet. That's available. Get them discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And then protect warriors out there like Ali Alexander, who they basically threatened to put in jail for no reason, for helping organize the Stop the Steal and stand up for all of our rights. He's been in front of the committee. I took the fifth because, I know how dangerous they are. He had the huevos to go in the lion's den and do it, to face Goliath. He went in front of the grand jury, and he told the truth, despite all the persecution, put his ass on the line. So everybody should support this man. GiveSendGo.com/Ali Alexander. Proven, battle hardened. You don't know who somebody is, so you're in the trenches with him. I've been in the trenches with this guy for 2 years, at least. So, Ali, continuing, everybody wants to talk about this, so do I. I'm very torn. I love DeSantis. He's really done an amazing job. So eloquent, so smart, so on target, way ahead of Trump on the vaccine issue. Trump gets the super touchdown in sudden death overtime, what he pledged to do with Roe v. Wade. I am really in a paradox here. Of not knowing who I want to back. I think that'll materialize as time goes on. I know Trump is intending to run. I can tell you, folks, he is running. He'll announce within, probably 6 months to a year, probably right after the midterms, the word is. So, Ollie, with all your inside baseball, what do you think's going on here with those two?
Yeah, it is really interesting because DeSantis is clearly keeping his options open. You know, with someone polling as high in his approval rating within the GOP as Trump, which, you know, I have to remind people, is the most high that any Republican nominee, any Democrat nominee, or any president has polled within his own party, is President Trump. Trump has reshaped some of the political science in the modern era, and that's why, you know, when I'm talking about the stolen election, I'm like, look, you see on TV Lincoln Project, what you have to understand is that they are the smallest dissenting force that any nominee or any president has ever faced, period. So where did the magic voters come from? Especially if Trump increased his votes with gays, Muslims, blacks, Hispanics, and we supposedly then lost white men. Give me a break. But I don't want to revisit 2020 as much as I want to say is I want to relitigate 2020 in 2024. I want the American people to see with their own eyes that the Democrats could not ever possibly get 81 million. They couldn't get 71 million if they wanted. OK, they made up so many votes, in my opinion, that the fraud needs to be exposed. But, you know, what I think is dark and nefarious is again, there's an implosionary inversion happening within our party. The deep state is trying to lock up all the Trump support, criminally indict Trump or put, you know, the air of misdeed around him, have legal challenges to his name on the ballot in select states, and then say, well, conservatives, why don't you choose DeSantis? So, you know, I love what Governor DeSantis is doing. After all, I did stop the steal in 2018 to protect his seat and Rick Scott's seat. Unfortunately, we lost the ag commissioner race there. But at the end of the day, I got to support Trump. But the great thing about this pressure, right, that's building behind DeSantis is that it makes Trump a better candidate. So, you know, I'm in this paradox where, you know, I'm kind of cheering for both. But, you know, if the primary election was held today, you know, I'd vote for Trump. Trump would win. But DeSantis is making Trump a better candidate.
Ollie Alexander, that is the most perfect analysis I've heard. DeSantis keeps Trump young, makes you more hardcore populist. Keeps him true to the populist message, because the media is like, this is a Trump message that's winning. No, it's a populist, Tea Party, pro-America, Christian message that Trump adopted, DeSantis as well. And I admire both men. I think both men are good men. They both made mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But you're absolutely right. We got to dance with the guy that brung us. And I think you just convinced me, because even last week I'm like, maybe it's DeSantis. And now I think Trump just edged ahead. And I think DeSantis will keep Trump honest.
Yeah, and you know, I have a couple swing issues. You know, DeSantis got better on the J6 victims, especially those guys who are still locked up there. You know, whatever. If DeSantis, you know, or Trump gets worse on the vaccine issue, then, you know, whatever. So there's a lot of wiggle room. And I will say, you know, the polling is starting to shift. So Donald Trump has to do something to, again, like you said, adopt this populist message that since 2008 we have been crying for. We said we don't want to moderate. We want this to be a Christian nation. We want this to be a conservative nation where your locality governs you and that you can have community standards if you want to be a little liberal or a little conservative.
Especially because we've seen the liberals want to conquer everything and put the most radical pedophiles and Satanists in charge. They don't want to live in peace with us. They want to conquer us. They're not a party that wants to work with people. They want to outlaw us. So we've got to culturally and politically, nonviolently annihilate them. We have to extinct the Democratic Party because they're trying to extinct America.
Yep, we got to make liberalism great again by defeating them.
Ollie, what do you want to hit in the final segment straight ahead?
I think, you know, maybe we should talk about, well, I don't know. What should we talk about?
I got 100 things to talk about. Don't worry. I got a lot of questions for you. You're kicking butt, my friend. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Make no mistake, humanity is at a massive crossroads. In fact, things are so insane, it kind of feels weird to just be up here calmly talking about this. I mean, they're getting false flags ready. I didn't even cover this. I'll actually cover this after Ollie leaves us and then hand the baton to Gerald Celente that's coming up. But talk about news and information overload. Project Veritas caught Democrat Party operatives talking about infiltrating the Republican Party to then commit crimes and blame them. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they talk about sleeper cells. This has been going on a long time, ladies and gentlemen. You don't really think those white supremacist groups running around hauling out of the backs of U-Haul trucks are real, right? I mean, I'm sorry. It's just unbelievable. Ollie Alexander, on your radar screen, how can the deep state grab victory from the jaws of defeat? What's the rabbit they're going to try to pull out of their hat? I see all the pre-programming, as you said, to label all of their opposition illegal. You and I first started saying that a year and a half ago. Tucker Carlson, gratefully, has realized that and picked it up. Some Republicans are getting it. I mean, the Democrats really are saying now they want to outlaw the Republican Party because they know they've lost the hearts and minds. So all they've got is election fraud and a civil emergency or a war. I mean, it's just insane that Biden could snap his fingers and turn on the Keystone Pipeline and lift the restrictions on drilling, and in about 3 months, prices would go back down to close to Trump. But he won't do it, and he says, oh, it's a transition. So it's just crazy how they have their foot on our neck, and obviously there's going to be a giant landslide. All the former liberals I knew, almost all of them are now rabid populist, totally awake. I mean, this is a total political realignment, in my view. A fourth turning's already happened, and I don't think their Great Reset's going to convince people.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, in my reading of history, we're stuck in, like you said, this cyclical. I actually think that we're seeing the end of three cycles. Okay, so we're probably at the end of a 100-year cycle, a 500-year cycle, and then potentially, you know, the big one.
Perfectly said. We're in the end of a super cycle.
Yeah, and but the irony of it is that we're tortured by retarded oligarchs. So in a lot of ways, they have the plan from their predecessors, you know, and they use the star charts and they use these secret symbols and they're very aware of when they need to do things. But in as much as they've dumbed us down, they themselves have dumbed themselves down. And that's why you see the oligarchs are now Hunter Biden, you know, of all people, and Mitt Romney. And, you know, these are not the oligarchs that we should be afraid of. We're more afraid that they're actually going to mess things up and accidentally genocide all of us. And so it seems to me that, you know, is that God's way of making an opening for us? You know, that we, the spiritual people, are the ones that are defending conscience and consent and reason. You know, these things that liberals
and survival said and survival. A good, clean civilization is a good thing. It makes you secure and prosperous.
It's true, you know, and yeah, we're the champions of science, you know, they're the champions of scientism. So, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, I don't know what's happening, but it is surreal. I was talking to a publisher last night and I said, I would call this period American surrealism, you know, because, you know, no one's going to believe this in 50 years if we survive. No one's going to believe what we went through, what the names of people were, you know, a Supreme Court justice that said she wasn't a biologist, so she couldn't affirm that she was a woman, but she was appointed that position because she was a woman. They're considering Roe v. Wade because women, you know, it's just very, very surreal, I think, what we're going through. And I think that's part of their game, though, to make us crazy. And so that's always, I'm always telling people, drink water, work out, supplements, and pray. You know, that's how you get the base before you even start reading or consuming any of this information.
That's right. I mean, my family told me that about 6 months ago, and I was working 15 hours a day. They said, son, you know this better than I, but you got to drink water, you got to exercise, you got to take supplements. You tell everybody this. You got to go have some fun, or you're going to go crazy. And now I'm feeling a lot better, doing great, lost 30-something pounds. I'm still fat because I just realized, hey, you can't beat this alone. Give it to God. Fight as hard as you can, but just give it to God. And I'm not perfect, Ollie. Yesterday I was so upset watching pedophile marches around the country that I really, literally was choking on air. It's because, but when you hit that wall, you just got to go to the quiet place, the Most High that King David talked about, and just give it to God.
It's so true, and I'll say that. You know, when we spoke briefly yesterday, you sounded, you know, full of fight and full of joy. For the first time in months. And I had a friend comment last night when I was on the phone with her, and she said, you know, it's so good to hear that you have your spirit back, because for 4 weeks I've been dreading this grand jury gate that I did on Friday, and it was affecting my breathing patterns. It was affecting just how I approached everything. And finally it was like God was saying it was okay. And then my flight was delayed 6 times, which allowed me enough time to go to the Supreme Court and just walk amongst the liberals. And it was just, it was fascinating, because here's what's not being reported on the news. There are fewer protesters outside the Supreme Court on the decision day than there were in May when the leak actually happened. So what's funny is the Democrats are losing momentum.
They're losing steam. They're falling apart. And you're right. I felt good yesterday when we talked. And then I hadn't seen all the footage. I came in here and watched an hour of it and got depressed. How do you cope with that, like looking at the abyss that Nietzsche talked about and not becoming the abyss?
Yeah, well, like we just alluded to, look, we are souls in this temporal body, and we do have to take care of this temporal body because it affects our perspective, you know, how we align, you know, with God's will in the universe. And so, and I'm bad at that too, you know, you've got your across the barrier, like, I don't drink enough water, I don't work out, I don't eat enough. And so, you know, it's taking care of that physical body. It's surrounding yourself by people who can be encouraging in the word, and people, who, you know, other Christians who will tell you despair is a sin. You know, you can be sad, but you're not allowed to despair. Or if you have something to offer the world, if God has given you a gift or a talent, you owe it to him to be in the fight. And you can't become the monster. So in the same ways that I don't want to cringe, say, remain peaceful, I still owe it, if that's my true statement, to occasionally say that. But to not step off the gas, it was really great during the break, you know, to hear 1776 or, you know, what was said in the Travis letter, victory or death. We're just quoting historical documents. We're not calling for violence. We're saying find that spirit within you that enrages against immorality and what is wrong and what will hurt the poor and women and widows the most, and fight like hell in the way that we've agreed to, and that's through
politics. And that's definitely what they're scared of, you and Trump and DeSantis and everybody and myself and all these listeners, is we have the spirit of victory. We have the antidote to their poison. I mean, I go to a conservative rally, or I go, it can be black, white, people look healthy, their eyes are shining. You go to a leftist event, they look like some kind of demon sucked their soul out. I mean, it's scary.
It literally is night and day. You if you haven't protested in your life, and I know a lot of people in the post-election of 2020, that was some of their first protesting. But you have to go out and just observe this. You know, outside the Supreme Court, there was a gentleman just playing music. You know, he looked like he was in his 60s, and he had a table, and he was playing music. And he was just like, you know, dropping the funk. And these women came, and they just shrieked and yelled, and these young guys came, and they shrieked and they yelled. And you could tell all of them were on the spectrum. You know, no offense, there's a lot of people on the spectrum now. But all of them were on the spectrum, and they really were trying to imitate violence. You know, it was very bizarre. And he's just smiling. And every time they would attack him, the U.S. Capitol Police would come over and get them away from him. And it never worked the other way. You'll never see a pro-lifer attack a pro-abortionist, you know, outside the Supreme Court. It's always the other way. And I thought, we are looking at the people who say they're pro-science, pro-reason, pro-tolerance, be antithetical to all those things. They've been demonically possessed. And this is because, you know, this is as Luciferian as it is Bolshevik, as it is Marxist, as it is Democrat. And they mean to implode the country. But I have a lot of hope that we're going to stop them. Our joy, our laughter, our reason, our patience will win out the day. You know, the gifts of the spirit will beat anything, you know, on this.
That's right. And that's why they don't want us to talk about it, because they know it's the answer. Ali Alexander, everybody can find you. Where's the best place where you're not banned?
Telegram, I'm Ali Alexander. And I am on Truth Social at Ali, you know, like my old Twitter handle. And, you know, who knows with Elon Musk, the deal going through. You know, who knows? It could be on as early as October, right, as late as January.
That's good. You're ready to. You want to come on Sunday and do a big January 6th thing, talk about the grand jury, everything.
Yeah, let's break some news. I'm not talking to any other media about it. So let's tell people how it's being set up for 2024.
Yeah, you told me some pretty amazing stuff. All right. Ali Alexander, thank you so much. We'll talk to you Sunday. Be safe.
God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to hit this Veritas thing, which I could have even led with this today. Catching the left preparing false flags. That's really what this is. And then we're going to have the great Gerald Celente taking over. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Infowarsstore.com has great products, and we need your support to stay on air. Thank you for keeping us on air. You can see it's bearing fruit, so thank you for all you've done. We'll be right back with hour number four.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.